Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Two-step sealed bidding under FAR Part 14 and LPTA, low price technically acceptable, under FAR Part 15. Now, a lot of vendors do not like LPTA because they say it doesn't give them a fair shake. That may or may not be true. I'm not here to discuss the fairness of it all. But from a contracting officer's perspective, two-step sealed bidding pretty much does the same thing for you as an LPTA procurement, low price technically acceptable, in that one is under FAR Part 14 and LPTA is under FAR Part 15, competitive proposals. With two-step sealed bidding, it is a much speedier process and gives you the same exact outcomes as the LPTA process. So you can actually accomplish a two-step sealed bid probably in about two to three months faster time frame than you can under an LPTA. It really depends on how complex you make the source selection criteria for technically acceptable, and how much effort you have to go through. But with a two-step sealed bid, the very first step is submittal of technical proposals in order to determine technical acceptability. And from that aspect, it's almost the same as with any other competitive proposal, except that it is not a best value process. And best value is generally described under FAR Part 15. So, you call for a submission of technical proposals. They're received. Your evaluation team shall evaluate those proposals fairly in accordance with the evaluation criteria to determine technical acceptability. And then the minute that that is done and accomplished, and the determinations as to who is acceptable, minimum technically acceptable, and who is not, then you do a call for bids. Now here's the rub. Most contracting officers that I've known over the course of my career, and I'm retired now, never do one thing. One very important step in a two-step sealed bid. The same thing that they should also do in an LPTA. And that is, instead of just setting a minimum criteria to be met, to say 70 percentile, and anything above it is deemed technically acceptable, I say no. I say weed out the chaff, weed out the BS, raise the bar over what is acceptable. So raise your bar to 80 or 85 percentile. I personally would raise the bar on what is technically acceptable in both a two-step sealed bid and in an LPTA to about 85. You could go all the way to 90, but that might limit the number of prospective bidders that are going to remain to bid when you do the call for bids. So setting the bar is up to the contracting officer. It's also a communication process between the CO and the program manager. So once you do that and you determine acceptability, then you do a call for bids, takes about 1 to 2 days to do that. It can be done by email. Get the bids, array the bids, and make the determination for award. The difference is that with LPTA, low price technically acceptable, it's done under FAR Part 15, where vendors submit a proposal under FAR Part 15 rules, and they submit their technical proposal at the same time that they submit their pricing proposal. The difference is that with LPTA, the CO shall evaluate the pricing proposal, whereas in sealed bid two-step, there is no pricing proposal. It's simply a call for bids, and whoever is the lowest bidder gets the contract out of the group that is determined to be technically acceptable. So the real difference is there are pricing proposals submitted in a LPTA, as well as the technical proposal that has to be determined to be acceptable. But again, you can raise the bar on what is deemed to be technically acceptable to then evaluate the technical proposals. And that is the real difference between the FAR Part 14 and 15 process of a two-step sealed bid and the low price technically acceptable. Now, I don't know what others are. I know what the history, what the averages are. But on average, a normal RFP, LPTA, takes about 11 months to do. In every single one that I ever did in the federal government, I did them in 6 to 6.5 months. In the case of the two-step sealed bid, which is almost exactly like a LPTA process under FAR Part 15, I was able to execute and complete most of those IFB two-step sealed bid procurements, technically acceptable determination, and then a call for bids in 4.5 months, which is unbelievable considering that the average for some agencies like Small Business Administration and other agencies run 12 to 16 months, which is utterly ridiculous. So if you really want to speed up the process, get a better quality procurement, what you really want to do is try out a two-step sealed bid process. Now you can do more about that by simply Googling the link below or clicking on the link that's provided in the description of this particular video, or simply Google Robert Naur does two-step sealed bid. And you'll see how I handled that, for example, at the Department of Labor. So there you have it, the difference between a two-step sealed bid process and a low-price, technically acceptable, competitive proposal process. Next time, I'm going to talk to you more about a best value procurement.
Now, the one thing that you will notice is that you can go and look at the video of this particular podcast on YouTube by simply Googling what I said, two-step sealed bidding at the Department of Labor, or DOL, two-step sealed bidding, or simply two-step sealed bidding. You will find me out there showing the entire process as it actually occurs at the actual second step of bid opening. So with that, Robert Naur, Unfiltered, out.